Thank you, Steve. We appreciate it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And I like to spend a lot of time tooling around on Facebook because I got to be honest with you, the internet really helps make planning a radio show much easier than it used to be. Mm-hmm. Because you get a lot of ideas out there. I saw this on Huffington Post. Maybe I saw it on Scary Mommy or Good Housekeeping. I can't remember. But there's a plan out there to help your teenage son or daughter. Now, let me clarify by saying, when I was a teenager, I don't feel like I gave in to peer pressure. I feel kids give into it a lot these days. Mm-hmm. I have a senior in high school who hasn't had a drink yet. Some of his friends have. And I said, is that weird when somebody offers you a drink? And he says, no, I just say I don't want it. I have a 14-year-old who's going to be in these situations. There's a great new plan. It's called the X Plan. I already told my kids about it. And the guy who came up with the X Plan is here to explain it to all of us. He's a teacher, a speaker, a business owner, manager, a writer, musician, and founder and director of Empty Stone Ministry. You also said you're a knucklehead. Is that fair to say, Bert?
Wendy, that is so fair to say.
Bert Folks is on the line with us. Now, Bert, why don't you give a brief example of what this X Plan is? And I thank you for it. I already explained it to my kids, and we're ready to use it when necessary. Why don't you explain it?
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, the general premise behind it is find a way to use technology to give our kids a hand when they might need a way out of a rough situation. So, you know, the way it would work, let's say that I drop my son off at a friend's house or for a party or whatever, and if things start happening that he's not comfortable with in any way, shape, or form, all he has to do is text anyone in our family the letter X. Whoever gets that X, they know that then they give Danny a call, and they just say, Danny, something's come up. I'm coming to get you. Be ready to go in 5 minutes. And then Danny can look at his friends and say, hey, something's come up. My dad's coming to get me. I got to go. So that gets him out of the situation, lets him save face with his friends. There's a couple of caveats that we have with it. The deal we have is that should he ever throw up that white flag and we have to rescue him, there are no questions asked. He can talk to us or explain, or he can say whatever he wants, but he knows we're not going to interrogate him.
Which is key, because if you, you know, if they're throwing up that white flag, as you mentioned, and you come get them, what the heck was going on? Who was there? What was going on? They may not send you that white flag again.
Oh, exactly, exactly. And you know, I know all kids are different, all parents are different. You know, we're pretty blessed with our relationship because we rarely have to ask our kids anything. They come to us to talk about things. You know, we're pretty honest and open and frank with them. The one condition on all of that, however, is we've always taught our kids that, you know, you are your brother's keeper. So if that situation is dangerous for Danny and it's dangerous for someone else, he's got to say something. And he has a moral obligation to stand up for someone that is in a potentially bad situation. And once he gives us that information, then it's totally on us, and then we do what's necessary.
Bert, this sounds like such a great plan, the X Plan. Is the version of it that exists right now today the version you came up with originally, or did you have to fine-tune this a little bit as time went on?
No. This is something that we had in place. And, you know, the reason I wrote about it is I speak once a week with a group of kids going through an addiction recovery program. And I asked them one day, you know, have you guys ever found yourself in a situation that was just uncomfortable and you wish you'd had a way out? Every one of those kids raised their hands. And, you know, I thought, man. So we talked about it and I explained how it works in our family. And I had one young lady raise her hand and she said, you have no idea how much I wish my family had something like this.
That's got to make you feel good.
Yeah. You know, I've heard from people, I mean, first of all, it's funny. I have my wife read everything I write before I put it out there. And, you know, she read this and she goes, well, honey, if you put this out there, won't that screw it up for Danny?
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. Now that everybody knows about this X plan, if a kid is at a party and all of a sudden they feel the call from a parent and then they hang up and go, yeah, something happened at home. My dad's picking me up right now. Don't they know? Isn't this too broad now?
Oh, it's so funny because it's possible, you know. And when Laura said that to me, I just laughed and I said, honey, I had 75,000 readers last year, and that's it. Nobody's going to see this.
Oh. Yeah, right.
What about if they need help immediately? Can you use more than one X to signify there's trouble immediately? Come right now, triple X.
You know, you can do anything. And then that's the thing about this that I've been so encouraged by is I really don't care if parents use this specific plan or anything else they come up with. I know a lot of folks have code words they use with their kids. The important thing is that parents realize what's out there and what their kids are facing on a daily basis, and they're having these conversations with their kids. That's the crucial thing. You know, if they're opening up those lines of communication and the kid knows, wow, mom and dad have my back, man, that's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
What if this is something that happens every weekend and these kids are hanging out with the same kids? Isn't it going to look weird?
You know what? First of all, my kid has never used this. So he hasn't had to, because really he's a pretty good decision maker. I have three kids, and then I'm talking about my youngest here. He kind of has the potential to go astray more than the other two.
That's what the youngest of the family always is. I was the youngest of the family. How old is your baby?
He's 14.
Okay, so that's right at the age where this is all happening.
Yeah, exactly. If it's a habitual situation, you're constantly rescuing your kid, you need to have a conversation about that. You need to figure out why they keep putting themselves in that situation. And, you know, a lot of this comes down to just another avenue for parenting opportunities. You know, you're teaching your kids about social skills, and you're teaching them about integrity and how to stand up for themselves and how to stand up for others. And so every discussion you have is just a teachable moment.
In one of the articles I read, a question was thrown your way about this doesn't really teach a kid to stand up for themselves because it's kind of teaching them how to bail themselves out of a situation. What are your thoughts on that?
I get that. I see where folks are coming from. I don't think that's the case. You know, all kids are different.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing to realize, that they're all going to handle these kind of situations differently. And I would much rather, if my kid is unsure, I would much rather him reach out to me for help. And then we can have those discussions and we can talk about, you know, how to stand up for yourself. Some people have asked me, well, what do they say when they go to school the next day and everyone's asking, well, what happened to you last night? What happened? Where'd you go? What was going on? And, you know, that's a baby step opportunity for your kid to learn to step up, because they can look that friend in the eye and they can very confidently say, you know, I'd rather not talk about it.
Bert, even if this is a means of finding a way to bail yourself out instead of stand up to something, I'd be okay with that. Sometimes you need to be bailed out. Everybody does.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's, one comment I saw on my blog, and gosh, there have been hundreds and hundreds, but one I saw, a guy had said, well, if you teach your kids to not hang out with losers, they won't be in these situations.
Oh, please.
Well, and it's, how naive can you be? I don't know how things are in Chicago. I can guess. But here in Huntington, West Virginia, you know, we are heroin central right now.
It's bad here, too. I can't understand it.
Oh, my God. Our little town, we lead the nation in drug-addicted babies.
God.
So it's very real. And I've already been to too many funerals for kids. And I'm not talking about the quote-unquote losers. You know, I have a good friend who's a vice president of a bank. His wife's a teacher. Great family. They're involved in youth sports, pillars of the community, just a phenomenal, supportive family. Their son tried heroin. They buried him 2 years ago. So, I mean, this is it's everywhere. And our kids are facing stuff on a daily basis that, you know, there's an urgency to talk to our kids about this, because it's not like when we were growing up. It's not like sneaking a beer at Billy's house anymore.
No, and that's what I'm saying. When we first introduced you, I didn't feel like I needed to give in to peer pressure. Quite honestly, I was the kid, if somebody goes, hey, do you want a beer? I'd be like, yeah, you know, and I don't know if that's a good or bad thing, but that's how I was. But a beer seems so harmless in comparison to what's out there these days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's frightening. It is truly frightening. There's, and my kids come home and tell me every day, they see it every single day in their schools. You know, kids around them are using. And we talk a lot about the drug situation, but it's more than that. You know, if my teenage daughter goes out on a first date and she's with a fine young gentleman that she thinks everything's going to be okay, you know, you never know when something's going to come up in that arena that she's not comfortable with and needs a way out. So it's, you know, it's not always just drugs.
It's a great plan. It's called the X Plan, and the guy who put it together, his name is Bert Falks, F-U-L-K-S. You can go to BertFalks.com, BERTFULKS.com. Quick question for you. As I was explaining this to my kids, I said, really, if you're ever in a situation that you want help getting out of, just text me an X, and then I will call you immediately. And then, obviously, you have to give me the address of where you are, and I'm going to come get you. Well, here's my question. What if they tell you they're at one kid's house, and then when the X plan comes over your text messages, and you say, okay, where am I picking you up? What happens then? I know you go pick up the kid, but is there still a don't discuss rule there?
Different for every family. In our family, that's part of the deal, no questions asked, because I don't want my kid to stick around in a bad situation because he's afraid of punishment when he gets home.
I'm kind of thankful both my boys sing like a canary. They have a difficult time lying, which is good for me.
Right.
But I have also made the mistake of saying, you know, anything you want to know about drugs or sex or rock and roll, go ahead and ask me or Dad. We'll give you the facts about it. And I'm kind of regretting telling them that, because some of the questions I get from my 14-year-old son are crazy. But I answer them as best I can.
Wendy, God bless you for it.
Bert, if I'm at a party at Wolverine's house and things get out of hand, do I text X-Men? How does that work?
I hope you have your own superpowers if you're hanging out with those guys.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
Well, thank you for talking with us. This article's all over the place. I think I saw it on Scary Mommy, but also Huffington Post had it. And go to his website. It's BertFulks.com, BERTFULKS.com. Thank you so much for coming up with an idea, because all we are really supposed to do as parents is love our kids and try our best. And, you know, every day is different.
Yeah, amen to that. Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It was great chatting with you. And got to say, I was in Chicago for the first time in my life about a week ago. Awesome town, awesome people. Had a wonderful time.
Thanks, Bert. We
Thank
love
you
hearing
so
that.
Much.
Take care of yourself.
Hey, thanks, guys.
It's Bert Falks, everybody.
You cannot be texting your wife, X, to get you out of work early.
I've tried.
I know. You can't leave early to go
All
play
right.
tennis.
All right.
All right,
I have attempted
break.
It.
I know. 312-981-7200. It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.